The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Visit Pensacola.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday. It's Pep Talk. Time to hit the beach, baby. And guess who's in the house to talk about everything Pensacola? Visit Pensacola's Nicole Stacy. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to see you.
I know. I miss seeing you.
I feel like it's been so long.
I know. That's how I feel too. Exactly. But you've been a busy girl. Visit Pensacola on the beach. Everything that y'all are doing, it's pretty extraordinary.
Thank you. It's, you know, the summer is such a fun time in Pensacola, and we just love to be able to be home and to talk about it and to celebrate it. We're coming off of what is Christmas in July, if you will.
Activities.
I mean, the Blue Angels was a success. The Pensacola Beach, shout out to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. They did a phenomenal job this year.
And we had Robbie Schrock.
Great. My Schrock star, Robbie Schrock. She did a great job. But everyone, down to EMS, the law enforcement, the lifeguards, public safety,
public
the
works.
Chamber, everybody. I mean, takes a village to put this on.
And I don't think people realize how much planning goes into it.
They're
starting now
for next
year.
I mean, she started it now. She posted the other day, 1 year until, and I'm like, Robbie, let's take a nap.
Exactly.
You know, but the show doesn't stop. We got to still plan. We got to get ready for it. And so it takes a village, but we pull it off and we have so much fun while we're doing it.
Do you have any of the numbers for this year? Because it seemed like there were more people. You know what? It seemed like that there were more boats this year.
Yeah, we're waiting. So Visit Pensacola surveys the show.
That's what I thought, yeah.
So we're waiting on that economic impact report. We should have it probably in a week or two. It takes a little bit of time to get all the numbers together. But from what we're seeing, it was a really strong year. I mean, I think I've been a part of this, I don't know, 12 years now, 13 years. And it was one of the first times we've closed the parking lot on Wednesday for Breakfast with the Blues.
Did you really?
I've never seen that happen. How we saw it on Wednesday morning. And I had the pleasure of sitting with Brent Lane over at Cat Country
doing
Breakfast with the Blues. But, you know, Robbie and I and Brent and Mike Burns, we were all looking at down the pier and at the water, and we were just like, there's a lot of people out here.
There were, because usually it's just a few people, kind of locals on the beach. And I saw the photos, like, what is happening?
But I think, you know, from a local's advantage, you get to see them Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah. And so if you've got small children or parents, or, you know, you just don't want to be out and all of that, Wednesday's the best day to go and see it. Because, yes, they're doing circles, they're arriving, they're kind of marking this space, but then they also do some tricks. And if you were there Wednesday, you got to see a viral moment with our solo pilot number 5. But he buzzed that pier with, you know.
Did they say what it was? Because honestly,
they haven't officially said, I don't think, but. And I could be wrong on that, but I think it was like less than 5 inches or something.
Oh, yeah. There's a photo. If you haven't, look it up on Facebook. You probably could look it up online at this point, and you just Google number 5 pier buzz.
Yeah.
Because really, it's a photo that it's breathtaking. I mean, he literally looks like he's inches above the guardrail.
Yeah, it was wild. And, you know, when we saw it, we were just like, mouth drop.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to crash.
Because he melted into the pier is what it looks like.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're so
precise
and they are so talented and they know what they're doing. Not that I'm saying that wasn't scary. And I'm sure his wife had big feelings about it.
no doubt.
But the precision. It's just incredible at what they can do.
Oh, it's remarkable. And so many, we have so many great photographers here that to get some awesome photos.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's really great. But some of the things you and I were talking about earlier was that people don't realize there are events all week long, not just the shows.
Yeah. So, you know, that's really, and what you may not know is for the Navy, it's a recruitment week as well. So they're picking the new team for the following year, which is really exciting.
Like, oh, yeah.
How cool would it be if you were a recruit and you got to come be in Pensacola Beach and see like what you might get to be a part of? Like, that's really cool. And like, I'm going to get to live here. Yes,
oh,
please.
Oh, yeah. And I'm convinced that nobody treats them better than we do.
No. And I think
this is their home.
You've heard them say it 100 times, but they love being home. They love the way the community kind of wraps their arms around them and their families.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to see them in the grocery store, to have their kids in classes with your kids. It's just so special. And
oh,
so
yeah.
To honor them that week, Wednesday is Breakfast with the Blues traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even call it that. It's Circle and Arrivals, but we call it. Like,
that.
We made it that. like, come have breakfast on the world's most beautiful beach. And then Thursday, you know, is a practice for them. But for us and for the Santa Rosa Island Authority, they're hosting the spouses for a luncheon.
It used to be called the Wives Luncheon.
It did, but the times are changing, which is exciting. And so, you know, they host the spouses, and it's a way to kind of just gather and say thank you for all of the work that they do.
It's very nice because it's more intimate. It's just a really lovely way to say thank you. It's done at Crabs.
Yeah.
Amy Martin has always done this.
Amy Martin does a great job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we get to hear from the spouses, and so that's really cool. We get to hear, like, where they're from, how long they've been on the team, where they're going next, if it's their last season. But to watch them watch their spouses is one of my favorite parts of the week. And then Friday and Saturday, Friday is the dress rehearsal, Saturday is the big show, but that's where you see everything else come to life, like the Pensacola Beach Market and all of the vendors and Step One and everyone's starting to come, and you see all the boats that are coming on the Gulf and on the bay. And so it's just really cool to kind of watch the island come alive over the week.
Right.
And from a Visit Pensacola perspective, we just want to be the messengers, right? Mm-hmm. Britt and I talk about this all the time, but like, follow the trusty sources.
Right.
and we want to be one of those. We want you to know how you can enjoy it, where you should park if parking is closed, what time should you get there. Also, like, drink your water and put on sunscreen. These things that, like, you should probably know, but we're going to be there.
Yeah.
We're going to be there to remind you.
Yeah. And then Friday night, we get to see the actual pilots. They have the big reception usually at the Hilton.
And again, Santa Rosa Island Authority, they put a big reception together on Friday night. It's at the Hilton. You get to meet the team, but you also get to see all of the other team members.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something really special, that the Blues do an incredible job about encompassing the entire team. Like, yes, those pilots are who you see and kids idolize over, but the team, the maintenance team, is who keeps them in the sky.
Oh,
and
no
so
doubt.
They feel very, very highly about them, and so do we. They could not do their jobs without them, and so they deserve to be thanked, and the gratitude goes a long way. And then the lifeguards as well. They come to the reception, and those are our angels on the beach.
And I love it because they just come in their lifeguard outfits.
Yeah.
It's great. Everybody else,
you know, it's these young kids that are like, I'm just doing my job for the summer. But for us, it's like, no, you're saving lives and you're keeping people safe. So thank you for that.
Yeah. So Visit Pensacola has a role in so many of these things and promoting them, not just locally and regionally, but you internationally promote Pensacola Beach because, yes, we always can count on a big crowd during the 4th of July and the holidays. But there's the rest of the year, and what used to be the shoulder season in the spring and fall kind of doesn't exist anymore since y'all took the helm and have been getting the word out about us.
Yeah, so Visit Pensacola as an organization, we're celebrating 10 years.
I
and
know.
We are the official destination marketing organization for Escambia County. And so that means Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, and Perdido Key, and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in Escambia County, we're talking about you. And it's a really fun and rewarding job to tell people, hey, you should come visit where I chose to live. Because there's always something for someone to do. The beach is obviously our driver. And the fact that we have such a long stretch of the Gulf Islands National Seashore, Perdido Key, and Pensacola Beach really makes my job easy. Mm-hmm. But then we have a downtown. Yes. We have history. We are America's oldest settlement.
Yes.
And we're going to shout that to the rooftops on America's 250th. Like, well, that's cute, that's America.
Hello, that's us.
And so, you know, but we have the arts and we have festivals and we have events and we have colleges and universities and we have sailing and we have diving and fishing and like the list just goes on.
So much.
We are fortunate in that we, in our marketing efforts, really, truly, we stay to the 500-mile radius, is what we call the donut, and that's your drive markets. But then we work with the airport, and we're working on all of the direct flights and the nonstop flights. So that extends out to, you know, your Dallas, your Houston, Denver, Nashville, Chicago, the list goes on. And then what's your bigger markets, like New York City?
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk to New York. But then Canada and the UK are our two international markets. And, you know, we kind of really lean heavily with Visit Florida, which is the state marketing organization and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But from the UK perspective, I mean, in an international travel perspective, Florida is number one for UK travel.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't realize
it's number
that.
One.
Wow. Okay.
And so they love Florida. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they love the mouse. They love Orlando and Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really see that as an opportunity of why not Northwest Florida?
Right. Because people don't realize that we're here.
Right.
No, really, they don't.
They don't.
I even have friends that say, what time zone are you in and where are you? You know,
we'll have people that are visiting in Miami and they're like, oh, why don't you just come down for the weekend? I'm
right.
like, well, that's 12 hours.
Correct. They have no concept of
right. And
the panhandle.
We really saw that as an opportunity of like, if they're going to do, and also in London, they have much longer holidays.
Mm-hmm.
They really believe in PTO.
Yes.
We should take a page.
All of Europe does.
And so if you're going to go to Orlando and you're going to do the parks for a week, then why not plan an actual beach vacation and come up and see some of the most beautiful beaches and just a relaxing, fun, easygoing time.
Very much so. We're talking with Nicole Stacy with Visit Pensacola. If you've got a question about Visit Pensacola, 850-437-1620. So with all that you do, you have so many things going on, and it's not just these big weekends, but all the time. Like this weekend, we've got events going on as well, and you can find those events on your calendar.
Yeah, so visit Pensacola.com, or you can download the app, or you can follow along on social media. The team does an incredible job sharing the events that are going on. It's a free marketing tool for you. So if you've got events in Escambia County, put them on our calendar. But this weekend alone, we've got Bands on the Bayou.
This is a quiet weekend. No,
no,
not really.
It's never quiet. Bands on the Bayou. We've got the Perdido Key Fishing Rodeo. We've got the greatest showcase that's happening that Jordan over at Cat Country will
yes.
be in five different dances. That's going to happen at the Sanger tomorrow night at 7. So much going on just this weekend alone. I'm looking at the calendar right now. A beach murder mystery at Seville Quarter. That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
I want to come. Dueling piano. You know, that's just this week.
That Penn Arts
weekend.
Is having their show airness
yes.
this weekend.
And then let's move into like all of the fall events.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Get your calendars out because you might as well get your names
like
get it down on your
like
calendar.
I'm going to regurgitate
now.
All of this long list we put together. But, you know, we're gathering up for Seafood Festival, and I just had our first I'm on the Seafood Committee.
Oh,
I'm very excited.
Good for you.
I'm
congratulations.
Back in action.
Now, what are the dates on that?
So that's the very end of September. So 26, 27, 28.
Well, you know what? With August 1st next week,
it's insane.
So, yeah, that's coming up quick.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So August will be here. It'll be a blip. You're going to go back to school. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to be great. Mm-hmm. I'm wishing all the kids the best of luck on their first day of school. But then Seafood Festival, Gulf Coast Jazz Festival, Songwriters Festival, Pensacola Beach, and Frank Brown. Then we've got Bulls on the Beach at Perdido Key, Taste of the Beach on Pensacola Beach, Beach-a-ween, The Fair. Then we'll have the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival, Foo Festival, Homecoming, and then it's Christmas.
Okay. Phew. I'm exhausted.
Take a nap.
I'm exhausted already.
But
wow.
Truly, and that's just the signature events.
Correct. These are the big, big events. That doesn't include all of the art shows, the gallery shows, the theaters, the things that they're doing.
No.
Blue Wahoos. You know, all
Blue
the
Wahoos,
ice fires.
It's yep. all, I mean, there's always something. And it's probably one of my most favorite things to talk about is that no matter who you are, where you are, your budget, what you're looking to do, how old you are, your interest. There is always something for someone when you're visiting Pensacola.
Yeah, well, it seems like it would be just a no-brainer in a lot of ways. Let's go there. Do you ever find, is there any misconceptions or ideas that people have about us that maybe, that's part of your job is to help them understand that we are maybe even more than a beach?
Yeah,
kind of thing,
I think for us, you know, you're always competing with people who have bigger budgets, more inventory, have been doing this for a lot longer in terms of advertising their location. Mm-hmm. In the grand scheme of things, 10 years isn't really that long to have dedicated marketing dollars being put towards the message. So for us, we hear sometimes like, oh, I just didn't know.
Yeah. Interesting.
But then you talk to locals and they're like, well, we don't want people to know.
Well,
so I have to remind them
that,
like, well, they're the reason why, you know, small businesses keep their doors open during shoulder seasons. And they're the reasons why we have so much opportunity.
Okay. Well, here we have a question that's come in for you, Nicole. It says, I have a lot of German and Norwegian friends that visit Pensacola. How do I get them in touch with you all?
I love it. Check out our website. Go to visitpensacola.com. All of our contact information is there. We've even got brochures that are in German. If you wanted to send it over to them, you could come by one of our visitor centers and pick that up. But we love it. Germany is an up-and-coming market. Obviously, we have to be very smart with our dollars, and so we want to, from an international perspective, we want to start small mm-hmm. and be smart because mm-hmm. truly domestic is our number one and that's not going to change. But we love it. And so anytime we can talk to anyone in the world that wants to come and visit, we will.
Well, and then once we get through fall and Christmas, then we have the snowbird season.
Yeah. And so, you know, from a marketing standpoint, and we just this week did our FY26 marketing plan. So we presented that to the community. And if you missed that, we're always holding public meetings. Check out our calendar for all of those. But you're always welcome to come to a board meeting. You're always welcome to come to our quarterly marketing meetings and our quarterly sales meetings. Just to hear like what the different teams have going on and what are the upcoming shows. But we're really excited to just kind of keep evolving on the work we're doing mm-hmm. While throwing in some new and fun stuff. Like this last year was our first year to be the official beach for the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
So that last year was our first football season.
Very cool.
And it's a 3-year deal. So we are the official beach partner for the New Orleans Saints.
How cool is that?
And so we're really going to take over New Orleans this year and make that a focus for us.
If you need help, let me know. I'm happy to travel over there for you.
So like if you go to a game and you see any Pensacola stuff, take a picture. Show us. Like we love when people that live here are excited as we are because I want to remind everyone, you're not going to see our marketing efforts because you live here.
Right.
You're not supposed to.
That's right.
But your friends and your family might. And so we love being a part of that conversation.
Mm-hmm. And I have family up in the Atlanta area, so they say they see things all the time.
I love it.
They do. They talk about it all the time. They say, did you do that? And I said, well, no, this is Visit Pensacola.
I love it. And, you know, that's the greatest thing. It's like whether we can promote Pensacola directly or promote Northwest Florida as a whole. Mm-hmm. We want to because we're a part of that story. And so, you know, with New Orleans and back to the international, we can really go off of this deep South itinerary that runs across the world.
Right.
People are very interested in history and just deep South roots. And so the fact that we can get Pensacola added to that itinerary, whether they're New Orleans, Birmingham, Nashville, then they come to a beach.
Mm-hmm.
What better way to end your vacation?
Well, there's so much history here. I've been learning more and more as time goes by. It's amazing what we have downtown.
Absolutely.
It really is. If you've got a question for Nicole Stacy with Visit Pensacola, please text it in at 850-437-1620. So we have a few minutes left. Was there anything that you wanted to mention that we haven't talked about this morning?
I think that, you know, however you like to be a part of us and to talk to us, we would love that. We want to be the community connectors. Like, yes, our job is advertising and marketing outside of Escambia County, but all we do is talk about Escambia County. So mm-hmm. if we're missing something, let us know. If you're looking to become a partner, we would love to have you. If you're a new restaurant in town and you've got a new fun menu or a new chef, invite us.
Yes.
We would love to come and experience that. Not just
I would be happy to help with the restaurant
right,
part.
Like, we love food, but also we do a lot of culinary showcases where we can tell people what we've got going.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a new event in town, the Margarita Festival is this weekend too.
Oh,
Meg.
Gosh.
So
oh, my goodness.
Write that down.
Okay.
But, you know, if you've got something going on, use our calendar because it's a free marketing tool. And we use that on our newsletters. We use that on our website. We use that on all of our social media channels. So it's huge exposure. The app, it shows on the app. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's in the palm of people's hands. There's a lot going on, and we want to be a part of that.
Well, the visitor's guide is great. I love that y'all do that every
Thank
year.
You.
And you can, like you said, get that online and take a look at it. Or most of the visitor centers in the area have copies of it.
They absolutely do. And you can download it, and it'll be right there. Or we can ship it to you. Just let us know.
Mm-hmm.
But come by a visitor center. If you haven't been by one of the visitor centers.
They're not your grandma's visitor center
anymore. They are not.
They've got the digital.
Yeah. And, you know, we manage the downtown and the Perdido Key one, but mm-hmm. we're best friends with the Pensacola Beach one.
Yes.
And so we all three work together to really just make sure you have all of the information at your fingertips and that you get the warmest, most welcomed, hello, welcome to Pensacola that you're ever going to get by our ambassadors.
They're phenomenal. The ambassadors are phenomenal. So one of the things, too, that you do is you have the visitor's guide. You promote all these different things. So talk a little bit about what your personal favorite part of the job is.
My family and I talk about this all the time. I love that I get to be a part of someone's memories.
I love
that. And so, like, when you're little and you go on these big vacations, I remember mine specifically with my mom and my sister and my grandma. That's what I want to be a part of. And so, like, if you are doing that here in Pensacola, I want to know why. Like, mm-hmm. I want to know that you got your first sand dollar or that you saw a dolphin or that you got to watch the sunrise or, you know, go on a dolphin cruise or just sit on the beach with your toes in the sand because mm-hmm. not everyone gets to do that. And so that's really special for me to be that memory maker and that connector. And then I love telling the story. Obviously, I'm a talker.
No.
I went
You're
to school,
so shy and demure.
I went to school to talk. Go Argos. But I love that we get to showcase that with media, with travel agents, with tour operators, but also just with people
mm-hmm.
all the time. Like,
well, it's a people business.
Yeah, and like I live where the Blue Angels live and I live where, you know, America's oldest settlement is and I live where the bushwhacker lives and I live like it's just so
There's so
cool
many
to
things.
Me. And my family, we've always been a part of the hospitality industry my mm-hmm. whole life.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's the only thing I really know. And so I really love being able to connect the dots from an economic perspective, you know, with local media and with local business operators and just with Florida West and
mm-hmm.
like politics and it all works together mm-hmm. to make Pensacola better.
Yeah. Well, you are the VP of Destination Development. That's your official title. And she's also been the past presidency of the Pensacola Beach Chamber. So you have really known this community very well. And Nicole, I have to say, you represent us so well.
Thank you.
You really, really
Thank
do. And
you.
I'm not just saying that, but I've seen her out and about all over the place in a dozen different scenarios and always representing in such a positive way.
Well, I appreciate that.
And that's what Visit Pensacola is all about, really. And it does just a great service for our community. Because this, in the end, is about the economy.
It really is. It really is. And we've got such a dedicated team at mm-hmm. Visit Pensacola. It really does take the team to make everything go around. And I'm just so honored to work with such skilled people who also love Pensacola as much as I do. And we get to tell the stories.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
And from all different lenses,
mm-hmm.
which is really great because we have employees that are much older. We have employees that are much younger. And like being able to say like what their favorite piece is or their mm-hmm. favorite event or their favorite day of the week or their favorite restaurant. It's so fun. But truly, we want to hear from the locals.
Right. Of course.
Because we pride ourselves. Our blogs, our insider guides, and a lot of our content, it's all written by locals.
Mm-hmm.
It's from your perspective, your lens. Like, what do you love about the arts community? What do you love about downtown? What's your favorite piece of Blue Angels Beach Week?
Right, right. So you can actually become a member of Visit Pensacola. You
yes.
can actually send them the events and post them. How can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, so visitpensacola.com. Contact us. Melissa Bailey is our partner relations manager. Obviously, I'm always available to answer any questions. We've got a great social team, and it's all real people.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking to us. So keep communicating with us. Keep following along. But we love to hear from our locals. And thanks so much for giving us the space to kind of come and share what we're doing.
I love it because it's one of my favorite organizations in town. You do so much for
Thank
us.
You.
Thank you, Nicole Stacy, for being here with us on Pep Talk this morning. All the best to you. She gets to breathe a little bit right now.
We'll see in August.
Yeah.
And then we're off and running. This is Pep Talk Pensacola's Expert Panels on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.